You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
It is indeed. And this morning in the studio, we've got Anthony Walters, who has been working with the Liggins Institute for the last 3 years, looking at premature babies and also steroid medication and treatments that can help, give good life outcomes for these little babies. Kia ora, Anthony. How are you this morning?
Kia ora. Great. Thanks. And thanks for having me on. So, yeah, the research I've been working on, it's to do with babies being born too early. And in New Zealand, that's about 1 in 12 babies.
Crikey, so that's quite high. Yeah,
for sure. So when babies are born too early, their lungs haven't had a chance to fully develop yet. And that puts them at risk of serious breathing problems and even death. So it's a pretty serious sort of issue.
Totally.
And fortunately, there's something we can do about that. And that's giving some medication called a steroid medication. And that helps these babies' lungs to mature and give them a better chance at life.
So that's quite fantastic that there's a really good, clear intervention that you can give to support this. Who are you giving the steroid to? Is it to the babies? Is it to the mothers? What's the kind of relationship?
So that's the really interesting thing about this medication. We give it to the mum, and actually it makes its way through the mum into the baby. And that's something which most medications don't do.
That's pretty impressive, but obviously not every pregnant person is having that treatment. So how do you kind of know when you need to give it to somebody?
Yeah, so when we think that a woman's going to give birth early, and you know, when a pregnant person comes into the hospital and think they might be going to go into labour, or they've got some sort of health issue that means they might have to have their baby early for a number of different reasons. When we do that, that's the time when we might give that medication.
And is it a one-off thing, or is it a course of medication? How does it work?
Yeah, so depending on how early on in the piece things are happening, it's usually one course of medication, which is two doses given a day apart.
Oh, wow. Okay, so that's quite an effective treatment. Obviously, with 1 in 12 babies kind of being born preemie here in New Zealand, a lot of people this could be supportive for. How recent is this research? Is this new stuff? Is this old? What's the kind of lineage of it?
Yeah, so what most people don't know about this treatment is that it was actually developed right here in New Zealand about 50 years ago.
True. Okay, who was developing it?
Yeah, so Mont Liggins, or Sir Mont Liggins, and Ross Howie, those are two scientists that were working over at Green Lane 50 years ago, and they got together and said, look, there's this medication that we've been looking at in some research with sheep, and that medication looked like it might be something that could help babies' lungs to get just a little bit better in shape for babies born. And they did the world's first clinical study to figure out if this works or not.
Wow, okay. This is my absolute no knowledge of any type of biological science, but you know, how far ahead of a baby being born does this have to be given for it to be effective? How long does it take a lung to cook?
So it helps the lung to mature, but it also helps change some of the chemicals that your body produces in the lungs.
Right,
so it's
okay.
Not sort of growing the lung up in a few days.
But inflating usually, it like a balloon is kind of how I'm imagining it in my
exactly,
head. Not what's happening.
Not quite. But what we do know is that it takes to get the really full benefit of it, out of it, it's about a day or two. So there are things that are given to the pregnant person to try and stop them from going into labour quite straight away.
Oh, wow, that's quite amazing. So your research has been looking back down the barrel of history at
that's
people
right.
who were given this when Mont Liggins was doing this early research.
Exactly.
And so now those babies are how old, approximately?
So they're now 50.
Okay, not so baby anymore.
Not so much. And so basically that's where I came into this research project, which is that one of my supervisors actually followed up those babies at 30 years of age, and they found most of what they found was not much difference between those that got the treatment and those that didn't. But there was just this small little signal on a blood test that's usually done to identify diabetes,
right?
Which is something which is sort of my background. And we thought it was not really any significance at that point, but we thought it could be a sign that they might develop some issues later on.
Okay.
And so it was important to follow these babies, or now adults, 20 years down the track to see if they've developed problems like high blood pressure, diabetes, and heart disease.
And what have you found?
Well, that's the great thing, is we found there weren't any problems from the medication.
That is really good. So it has got a net positive outcome for these kids, now adults.
That's right. And that's pretty important for this, because this medication saves lives. And so, you know, we really wanted to see that it was safe in the long term. And that's what we've shown.
That's fantastic. That must be so satisfying for you as a researcher.
Absolutely.
And for
your
team as well.
And for the babies that have had this treatment, the parents whose children have had this treatment, that's the people that this is really important for.
Yeah, absolutely. So what's next for you with your research? What happens with this now that you know it?
Yeah, so there's a few other research projects in this sort of space happening in the Liggins Institute. So there's people looking at whether having a couple of courses of this treatment is similar, where, you know, does that have side effects, or is it similar to the single course where it doesn't have any long-term harms?
Fantastic. What a really interesting and really helpful space to be working in. Thank you so much, Anthony, for speaking with us. Anthony Walters from the Liggins Institute this morning. Have a fantastic rest of your Tuesday.
Thanks a lot for having me on.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn, thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.